Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Michelle Pfeiffer, Executive Director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about this Thursday's event called Wine, Chocolate, and Meet the Artist at the Dodici Shop. The event coincides with the first farmers market of the year. Here's our conversation. And it's called Wine, Chocolate, and Meet the Artist Night. Can you kind of explain that for us?
Yeah, what we're trying to do is make a personal connection with our local artists and the community and in a way that is fun and enjoyable. So we thought you can't go wrong with wine and chocolate and a little bit of conversations with the artists. And so the night was named as such.
And local artisans will be set up in the Central Park at the Farmers Market?
Actually, the event is going to take place over at Cafe Dodici, and I will be representing the event in the Farmers Market, and my booth will tell you all to go down to, it's actually the Dodici shop, my apologies, and that's where they're going to do all the specials with wine and some iced tea specials and free chocolate torts. And then our artists will be there, and they'll be displaying some of their artwork, and it's an opportunity just to mingle with them and enjoy some goodies and make those connections.
And is this the first time that this has been done?
This is the first time that I'm aware of. It could have happened in the past. I know we've done a lot of different art events, but we're trying this new, again, I think it might be a revival of something similar in the past, and it's just a way for us to try out to see what type of interest there is in connecting our community with our local art.
Wonderful. And can you highlight some of the artists or some of the mediums that they work with?
Mm-hmm. We have a variety of local artists who have been showcasing their art all around our square downtown for the last week or so, and it will continue until the 25th. But some of our participating artists are some of our major photographers, like Batterson Photography, Drish Photography. We've got Michael D. York's Fine Art Photography, and he does a little bit more of nature and landscapes. We do have a jewelry artist who is located in the Washington Title and Guarantee Building right now. We have tile art, mosaic tile art at the Village, and there's just a variety of artists in different mediums that you can find both by walking around the square until the 25th or by going into the Dodici shop on the 23rd, which happens to be our first farmers market as well, so there should be lots of activity.
Great. Are you hoping to keep this up in the future?
Absolutely. I think that the reason that we do this event is to bring new people to our downtown and to get them browsing and checking things out, and it's beneficial for our local artists to get additional exposure. Many of them work from home. So it's a very simple and rewarding event that we do for the community, and we hope that we can just continue to increase participation and awareness of our local artists and what we have in our downtown.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Michelle Pfeiffer, Executive Director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about this Thursday's event called Wine, Chocolate, and Meet the Artist, which coincides with this year's first farmers market. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.